None but the hungry heart. 6:17. Satisfaction guaranteed. And you that were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Colossians 1:21-22. In order for our Father to be satisfied with us, he placed us in his Son. In order for us to be satisfied with our Father, we rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. On what ground is our faith tested? It is on the ground of our very relationship with God and God's attitude toward us. The concentration of the enemy is upon that point, to interfere with our link with God. What is our link with God? It is this, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the answer to God and to Satan for us. It will never be what we are in ourselves. If you are expecting a day to come when in virtue of what you are in yourself you can satisfy God, you are destined to an awful disillusionment. The day will never come when we can satisfy God in ourselves, not even more or less. How could there be any doubt about the believer's perfect security if his position in the Lord Jesus were realized? It would be impossible. Can he change? Or will God say to him, "I cannot any longer accept you as standing for this people"? Or, once again, if standing for them, is he on probation? Is his work completely done, or still to do? And you, being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Colossians 2:13.